It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another and the final WEOL weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We have done this each and every Thursday night. I don't even know for how many weeks. I've kind of lost track, but it's hard to believe that the curtain comes down on the show this evening. It has been a blast throughout the year, and of course, we kind of saved the best for last. This is the show preceding the state tournament. And Sean, boy, in following you on Twitter and reading your stuff in the Chronicle last week after I got back from Arizona, it's going to be a fun weekend for Lorain County as far as wrestlers are concerned at that state tournament level.
Yeah, very great showing for Lorain County. We recently, between the last wrestling season and this wrestling season, have altered our coverage, and we went Lorain County only. We lost some schools on the fringe of Cuyahoga County and stuff like that, and somehow we've managed to put six extra wrestlers, even losing those schools. I mean, wow. we'd have been in the mid 30s with those schools, but just a banner year for the wrestling community, and obviously led by the Elyria Pioneers, who put a school record 10 out of 14 wrestlers into the state tournament. It's an amazing feat.
And aside from that, and again, hats off to Elyria. We're going to have Eric Burnett on a little bit later on in the program. How about Midview? Three guys going down to the state tournament for Coach Bristow. What an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, you probably remember last season we were talking about how it had been like 20-plus years since the last time they had a state qualifier, and Alec Ford broke that drought, ended that drought last year, and now they're gangbusters. They got one in last year, they got three in this year, who knows? Next year they might be trying to follow Elyria and put near double digits in.
So we mentioned we'll have Eric Burnett on a little bit later on in the show, and also joining us will be the head coach at Firelands, Dan Ransom. A great story coming out of the Falcon program.
Right. We talked about Midview breaking that drought. We talked last year about Brookside ending a long, lengthy drought. Well, Firelands the same way. They hadn't had a state qualifier since 1995, and Peyton Bergdorf, a phenom freshman, comes out and gets the job done this season.
That's very, very cool. So again, Coach Ransom will join us during our next segment of the show. So, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Ransom, and we'll start looking at state tournament wrestling. It's coming up this weekend. And, of course, Sean Bennett with the Chronicle-Telegram and the staff, they're going to have it covered in and out. Right now, we'll take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we'll bring you more of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, our final show of the year. It's been so great to bring it to you. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty, and each and every week, we're on AM 930 WEOL on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com. And after a short timeout, we welcome you back to the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram, this is the final show as far as the 16-17 season is concerned. Again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, primarily our naming rights sponsor, the Cobos Insurance Center, Bob Cobos, and everybody at Cobos Insurance, and Mike Deanna from Ohio Family Realty. A huge thank you to those folks for allowing this show to happen each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL, and of course on our website at WEOL.com. And of course, we've got a lot to talk about this week. As promised, a couple of coaches on the show tonight. This segment, we're going to hear from Dan Ransom over at Firelands High School. And in our next segment, we'll talk to Eric Burnett, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers. But we'll start this segment off with Firelands head coach Dan Ransom. Dan, as always, good to have you on the show. We appreciate you stopping in.
Hey, thanks, Tim. We appreciate everything that you guys have been doing all year long with the wrestling programs here in Luray County, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And obviously, boy, a big, big story in your Firelands wrestling program with the state tournament this weekend. Sean shared it with our listeners a little bit earlier, but just tell us your thoughts and your reaction to getting your freshman phenom, as Sean has dubbed him, down to the state tournament this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. He's been working hard all year long and probably his whole career, even stuff that I don't even haven't followed as closely as I could have. He's thanks to Eric Burnett because he's been working with him quite a bit and he's definitely put himself in a good situation to have a lot of success this weekend and in the future for sure.
Dan, obviously one of the nice things about having Peyton at 106 is one of your other big names is Sean Lipscomb, a heavyweight. You've kind of got guys anchoring both ends of that lineup. So for duels, for tournaments, for a lot of different situations, you're set up pretty nicely.
Yeah. The only problem is trying to get guys in between that are going to step up and do things as well. And, we've been fortunate enough to have a good, solid core group of kids. Many of those guys, unfortunately, are going to be graduating this year and move on. So we still are kind of in that building mode, I think, with the group of kids that we have out there. They don't have a lot of experience on the mat, and we're trying to get them, caught up as quickly as possible. And hopefully, in the next couple of years, we can get some other guys that are going to step up and join Peyton down in Columbus.
I know you took over the program this year, kind of helping out over there in a pinch. But, the Firelands program kind of had that state qualifier drought. 1995 was the last state qualifier there. Did you feel that at all? Did you feel kind of, people feeling pressure almost to get somebody down there this year?
I don't think so. We've been working hard over there. Trying to build stuff. Josh Malavi, of course, was phenomenal in the few years that he was here. And unfortunately for us, he was fortunate to get a college job, one of his dream jobs, and move on. So we were kind of behind the eight ball because he left. He found out late, and then we changed the athletic directors late. Our new AD didn't get into place until August, and by the time we got to looking for a wrestling coach, it was a little late. So, yeah, like you said, it kind of fell in my lap to guide these guys. And with the staff that we put together with Andrew Perez and Will Leatherberry and some other guys that we've had come in and out of our room all year long, we've kind of pieced and parted it together.
Again, we're talking with Dan Ransom, head wrestling coach at Firelands High School, as he joins us on the weekly wrestling recap. And Dan, as you alluded to earlier, Peyton certainly has incredible skill, especially for a freshman. But a ninth grader is still a ninth grader. I mean, going back to the beginning of the year, did you anticipate, did you sense this is a young man as a freshman that could be wrestling at the state tournament level?
Well, I think that we've been following his career. He didn't wrestle in our middle school program because he took advantage of being able to wrestle on his own and wrestle with the clubs and do a lot of tournament-wise. That sees a lot of the better competition. So we've been following him, and we knew what his competitiveness was. And so we've kind of been waiting for a couple years for him to get in to our room. We kind of expected him to have some success early on, and he definitely did that, finishing second in a couple of big tournaments and having this good state tournament run for us as well. I think that as a coaching staff, we kind of saw what we had early on with him, and we're excited about what could be coming in March here.
And take us through the week, or the weekend, I should say, kind of your travel plans, when Peyton will get on the mat, and that sort of thing.
Well, this week we're going to head down there this afternoon after practice, and we'll stay in our hotel, get in there, and then get up early and get down to the shot, and kind of get him acclimated. I know that he's been there a couple of times to view it, but he's never been on the floor and been walked through the tunnel where all of a sudden the bright lights hit him. So we got to kind of, you know, bring him along a little bit as well. And, you know, to be honest, I haven't been down there as either. I haven't been to a state tournament since it was held at Wright State. So kind of relying a lot on Andrew Perez and his background with when we wrestled at Elyria to kind of show both of us what we're going to be going through.
Dan, last year a couple Lorain County programs were in the same boat where they had just ended long state qualifier droughts with each getting a wrestler in Midview and Brookside. This year both those programs put multiple wrestlers in, and I would think in part it might be because those wrestlers returned and were able to show some other guys, you know, what it took to get down there. You've got still some young guys on the team. I know Lipscomb's back for another year. Your son's back. There's a lot of guys on that team that'll potentially have a shot of joining Peyton next year. Is that kind of what you are expecting as far as next season goes?
Well, we sure hope so. You know, after the season, we're definitely going to look for somebody that can lead this program and be there on a day-to-day basis in the room a little bit more and be able to stay in our room a little more as well. But those young guys coming back, we got a good junior class in Lipscomb and my son Colin and Connor Ekman, who was a two-time district qualifier as well at 113. So we've got some guys that we really need to get some mat access to this summer and get them some more experience at a higher level. So we're hoping that we got some stuff coming back and some things coming up from the youth levels as well. The junior high had a good season. So we're hoping that some guys are going to really pick up the pace a little bit for us in the next year or so.
Well, there you go. Well, Dan, we appreciate you stopping in. Again, congratulations to the Firelands Wrestling Program. A great story. A ninth grader, Peyton Bergdorf, wrestling at the state tournament this weekend. That's just awesome. Hats off to you and the kids in the program.
I definitely appreciate it. You know, you guys, like I said before, you guys have supported us greatly the last few years. I know stepping up and doing this show and the preseason broadcast. So definitely getting the word out for Lorain County Wrestling. We appreciate all the stuff you guys have done.
Dan, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
All right.
Dan Ransom joining us here on our weekly wrestling recap, again brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Sean, before we take the time out, Peyton Bergdorf of Firelands, not the only Division II wrestler that'll be on the mats this weekend.
No, and I just mentioned that Brookside last year ended that long state qualifier drought when Brad Hoon made it down. He's back. He's going for the second time to Columbus, and joining him is one of the big men in the program, Greg Packard, at 220, and Greg's state ranked as well. You know, a couple nice, additions is Keystone sending multiple guys down, Garrett Code and Justin Oakletree. They're both making their state tournament debut. David McCullough from that team will be joining them as he was a state alternate at 195. And Vermillion, Tyler Bath, he's been a guy I've had my eyes on since he was a freshman. He went after his freshman season and wrestled out in Virginia in the freshman it's like a postseason tournament for each class, and he was part of that freshman class and kind of has really been turning it on as of late.
Boy, again, great showing. So congratulations to all of our local wrestlers in Division II that are state-bound. We're going to take a quick timeout on the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap presented by Ohio Family Realty. When we come back, how about the Pioneers of Elyria? They are sending 10 wrestlers to the state tournament. Their head coach, Eric Burnett, will join us next. So stay with us. It is the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. It's our final show of the year. It's been a blast all season. We're glad to bring it to you on WEOL and online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to the Thursday Wrestling Recap presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Sean has been here throughout the 16-17 wrestling campaign. Glad to bring you this show each and every week. Again, this is our final show. Huge thank you to Bob Cobos with the Cobos Insurance Center, as well as Mike Deanna, Ohio Family Realty. They are the naming right and title sponsors to our show. And a huge thank you to another sponsor, Eric Burnett. Yes, Eric Burnett's Wrestling has been a sponsor of this show. And, you know, once in a while we say, well, let's get the sponsors on the show. So we welcome in Eric Burnett. You know, if you want to talk about what you're sponsoring on the show, Eric, we can do that. Or if you'd rather talk about the 10 guys you're sending to the state tournament, we can do that as well.
Yeah, I always want to talk about the kids, man, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, and again, a huge congratulations. I mean, this is just an enormous accomplishment, the 10 qualifiers at the state tournament this weekend. Just talk about that as far as the impact on the Elyria wrestling program as a whole.
Well, thanks to you guys for what you're doing for our sport, and thanks to Mr. Deanna and Mr. Cobos as well. You know, this is big for our sport, man. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Our guys, you know, one of the things that we've been trying to do all year is just is focus on improvement and making progress. And you know, if you continue to do that throughout the season, you know, a lot of times it'll pay dividends at the end. And you know, that's kind of what happened last weekend. You know, you wanted to you want to carry it over one more weekend if at all possible, and see how these guys can fare this week.
Obviously, Eric, we'd like to talk about all these guys, but let's start with the four who won in to Mentor last weekend and won district titles. Obviously, your son, who's just a freshman at 106 pounds, won that district championship. Brendan Price, senior at 161, his title. JT Brown, a senior at 182, and Kevin Vo, a senior at 285, all set themselves up nicely this weekend.
Yeah, those guys all did a great job. You know, it's a matter of you want to go out, keep grinding, and keep scoring points, every now and again, you got to do some match management, things like that, know how much time is left and whatnot in the period or in the match. But overall, we're trying to get the guys to keep going out and keep scoring points. And for the most part, you know, that's what those guys did last week. And, you know, they're going to need to keep that mindset going this week if they want big things.
Eric, they kind of had that phrase, luck of the draw. And obviously, Dylan Shaver finished third at 113 pounds. Kind of did himself no favors by winning that final match. He is opening with the projected state champion in tag, and then if he wins, he has to go face Bracken Mead, who's ranked number two in the state. And had he lost that third place match, he would have been down. Caleb Yates is the number four seed. He'd have been down in what looks like a very manageable route right to the state final. Is it kind of frustrating sometimes to see, you know, where a kid has better success and sometimes just unfortunately you have bad luck with a draw like that downstate?
No, because the state brackets are deceptive. Everybody's coming in there and thinking they're going to win. And, you know, if you go out there and you're like, well, yeah, this quarter bracket doesn't look so tough. No, I believe I can get through this. And then all of a sudden, whammo, man, you get some kid up in your face. It's like, I don't care who you are. I want to win. So, you know, the bottom line is, like I tell these boys, you be the bad draw. Okay, when's it your turn to be the bad draw? You know, it's got to start somewhere. So, you know, that's what I want Shaver. I want Shaver to be the bad draw this week for somebody.
Right.
You know, I know what he's capable of. I know how good he is. And, you know, he's just got to go wrestle and let it all hang out. You know, these kids know how I feel about them. You know, there's no pressure. You go and you win, everything's good for them. You go and you lose, everything's still good with us. Okay, so you just got to go, regardless of draws. You got to go and go hard.
Well, that's a great approach. Again, Eric Burnett, head coach at Elyria, joining us on the weekly wrestling program. Eric, a quick thought or two. Brendan Fenton at 120, Tristan Brady at 152, Cam King at 195. Kind of tell us about their weekend upcoming.
Exciting. Those guys are exciting wrestlers, all three of them. Their styles of wrestling. You know, I'm fortunate enough to have the best seat in the house a lot of times. He's sitting in their corner. And I'm just excited for them. You know, Tristan Brady, his entire career, he's been plagued with injuries. You know, he's never been at the state tournament. And he's wrestled big matches throughout his lifetime. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the kid placed seventh at the Super 32 back in October. So he's capable of winning big matches. I'm just really thankful and grateful that kid gets a chance to wrestle on this stage this weekend, finally.
Eric, I want to ask about both Fenton and Josh Breeding. Last week at the district, they faced St. Ed's kids who are ranked number one in the state. They're projected to win state titles, and they both wrestled really fantastic matches. I think 1-point losses for both of them. Obviously, Fenton's was a little controversial. A lot of people thought he maybe had the moves and the near fall to win that match. But it's got to be encouraging to see these guys who go in there and they go, just like you said, they don't give a darn about that number one ranking and went in against and don't give a darn about that St. Ed singlet like a lot of guys get a little intimidated by and went in there and wrestled really tough against top level guys.
Yeah, well, St. Ed's is very good, but there are also a lot of very good wrestlers throughout the state. So, you can't approach a match with a St. Ed's kid any different than you would with anybody else, really. You got to be ready to go, prepare for the best and expect for some weird things to happen during the match, maybe, these kids are tough. And, at the state level, you just got to go and you got to focus on you. Fenton's got to do Fenton. Breeding's got to do Breeding. And you can't worry about, what your opponent. And, that's what I like in both of them. I see them toward the middle toward the end of the year, they both started to do a little bit more of that, going out and focusing on their attacks and versus worrying about what their opponent's going to do.
And Cincinnati LaSalle moved into the Intermat's top 50 rankings this week, making 9 Ohio schools nationally ranked in the top 50. We anticipated this to be one of the toughest fields for state tournament. Division One's going to have, St. Ed's with 13, you guys with 10. You got Massillon Imperial and Tangi Liberty with 10. Just talk about the minefield that the kids are going to have to go through down there in Columbus this weekend.
Well, it's nutty, man. It's absolutely nutty. I wouldn't want it any other way. Our guys are, they train hard and that's what they want. They want the opportunity to compete against the best, and when you go into the state tournament, I it's kind of my hope, as a wrestler was to, have the best guys in my weight. You didn't want a guy out with an injury or, you didn't want to be a guy out with a skin condition. You don't want to miss out on having tough guys in your bracket. So that's what our state has evolved in, in Division One, having all these nationally ranked teams. It's just gonna be a heck of a weekend and a lot of great wrestling, and that's what you want, as a wrestling coach and as a wrestling enthusiast. I'm thrilled and I'm thinking our boys are excited about it. At least I hope and I know that they're just gonna go in there and do their best.
Well, again, Eric, congratulations. I mean, this is just an amazing accomplishment for the Elyria High Wrestling Program. 10 young men out on those mats this weekend. A phenomenal, phenomenal accomplishment. Hats off to you and those kids, and we wish you nothing but success at the state tournament.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks again, you guys, for what you're doing. And, go Pioneers. See what we can do this weekend.
There you go.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Eric Burnett joining us here on our weekly wrestling recap. And Sean, again, as we just said to Eric, I mean, I don't know how many adjectives you can use. You're the writer as far as, different words to describe what an incredible, incredible accomplishment this is.
Yeah, it seems like, I've kind of slowly gone, built with Elyria and thought, oh, these guys have done something great. And every time I think, wow, I've seen about the best they can do, they one-up themselves. So, double digits. When there's only 14 guys that start at sectional and 10 of them get all the way through to the final round here at state tournament, and a lot of them with impressive. We didn't even talk about Matt Zuckerman, who was a state qualifier at 106 last time, can't even weigh in, can't even make 130. I don't think he's ever weighed 130 pounds in his life. He's wrestling at 132 against guys who are cutting down from 145 or 150 down to 132. So guys that are walking around 20, 30 pounds heavier than him, he's beating these guys, and he's going to state again at 132. So just great stories out of that program all the way around, and it's amazing what Eric is doing there. And you don't even want to see the names that are still coming. I get a little inside information on the 7th and 8th graders that are going to be filtering into this program next year and the year after. They got even more coming right now, so beware for some of those opponents out there.
It's amazing. Again, we got a few minutes left, so again, we don't want to slight anybody else in D1. Sean, we mentioned earlier, Midview, 3 qualifiers. We've got Amherst with a qualifier, and of course, Aaron Huff out of Lorain also qualifying. So other D1 kids down there as well.
Yeah, and a lot of those guys are two-time qualifiers. Obviously, Amherst Matt Lee was there last year, Aaron Huff from Lorain last year, Alec Forer was the one who broke that for Midview. And you'll notice, too, a couple Midview guys, Zach Anderson, the freshman or sophomore, 106-pounder, Trevor Began, junior, 152. They're state alternates, so those guys are going to be looking to get down next year. Avon had a state alternate in Max Bork at 138. So there are guys that are going to be down there. Brandon Henderson from North Ridgeville was a state alternate at 195. They'll be down in Columbus this weekend. If some guy, you know, is sick or has a, you know, some kind of, you know, skin outbreak or just can't make weight, those guys will be in the lineups and actually be getting to do some wrestling down there.
And again, in Division III, Stan Blyke back for Elyria Catholic again this year.
Four-time state qualifier, and he's improved every year. He went 1-2 the first year. He placed sixth as a sophomore, and he placed third last year. So the only way to go up from there is to make the state final this year, and that's his goal. He wants to get in that that final match on Saturday night and wrestle either to be a state champion or state runner-up. If he is a state champion, he'll be the first for Elyria Catholic since Eric's brother, Scott Burnett, in 1998.
And for Columbia, placing for the Raiders, Josh Newman, at 126, so a nice piece of work for the Columbia Raider wrestling program.
Yeah, four-time district qualifier. We've been kind of holding our breath on Josh Newman the last 4 years, kind of seeing if he could make that final jump, and he was able to do it. He's going in as a number three, which is great because then he has a two to start instead of a district champion, so that's a good setup for him. And then obviously the last one would be Jacob Campbell from Black River, who is Jesse Campbell, the coaches, and a former state champion at Black River, his younger brother.
That's awesome. And I would assume the Chronicle is going to be all over this as far as coverage is concerned.
Yeah, we kind of do it up for the state preview. I have a full feature. We have a wrestler feature every level, so I have one of those going. We'll have our normal Player of the Week stuff, and then we have a expanded info box for the tournament, and then 26 individual state capsules on every wrestler that'll be there, letting you know what's up with them, what's up with their draw, what their tournament history is this season. It gives you kind of a breakdown of each guy that's going to be competing in Columbus this weekend.
And then Sunday you come back and collapse?
I do. I stop at the Chronicle Sunday morning when on my drive back. I get all the papers so I can go home and just sit and read for like an hour and just enjoy the work as a whole, you know, kind of relive the weekend.
Boy, no doubt. And again, before we sign off for the final time, huge thank you to all of our sponsors. Again, Bob Kobos, Kobos Insurance, Mike Deanna, Ohio Family Realty, and all of the other sponsors that were on board as well. The coaches that we called every week, they were great. They were very cooperative. So this has been a blast. It flies by.
Well, this I tell you, this wrestling community in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio is so good. I mean, people jaws drop when they find out that the Chronicle runs an 8-page season preview. You just don't see that for high school wrestling. The fact that we do the 3-hour live show before the season, the weekly show, a lot of communities aren't getting this, and our community is deserving of it. I mean, they are so, you know, appreciative and always come up and say, you know, how much. And every time we talk to the coach, both coaches today, you know, they thank us for what we're doing. And so, you know, I'd like to thank them for the passion they put into the sport and giving the feedback. It helps me and you know, you and other people kind of do what we do and keep us going, you know, 20 years into the biz.
No bit, no doubt, man. It's been a lot of fun. All right, until we see each other out on the gridiron in the fall, then I guess that'll do it for now.
Yeah, or maybe softball state tournament.
There you go, yeah.
I think we meet there once in a while.
No doubt about that. So that's going to do it for not only tonight's, but this season's edition of the Kobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. For Sean Bennett, Tim Alcorn, saying thank you very much for listening all year long on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com.